కనక మాల్స్ మెమరీస్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్. డాక్టర్ ప్రకాష్ ఆదిశేషన్ ఆఫ్ యాన్ ఆర్బర్ మిషిగన్ హ్యాస్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమతి కనక మాల్స్ తమిళ్ బుక్ నినైవిల్ నిరైదవై. వన్, శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాస్ అబ్జర్వింగ్ ది యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ ఎ చైల్డ్ హూ వాస్ పాయింటింగ్ అవుట్ దాట్ శ్రీ భగవాన్స్ హెడ్ వాస్ క్లీన్ షేవన్ అండ్ సో is hers, etc. He talked about how observant some children are. This led to Sri Bhagavan to recall an incident about a little girl who used to live in Ramana Nagar. She had observed people bringing food and offering it to Sri Bhagavan and then distributing it to the people in the hall. One day, she approached Sri Bhagavan hesitatingly, and upon asking, he found out that she had wrapped a few puppets in her dress, having got them from her kitchen at home. Sri Bhagavan and the girl shared the puppets. The next day, she repeated the act by bringing fruits from her garden. After sharing the fruits with her, he asked her if there was a picture of him in their house. The girl said that they had one. Sri Bhagavan asked her to henceforth offer the food to the picture and eat it herself and think that he ate it. From chapter 29. 2. An elderly man walked into the hall, and upon seeing him, Sri Bhagavan's behavior changed. He appeared to behave like an obedient student. The person who entered said, "Bhagavan, please clear all my doubts." Smiling and looking at a devotee nearby, Sri Bhagavan replied, "Do you know who this person is? I came away from Madurai, unable to answer his questions. Now he has come all the way here with more questions." The visitor was Sri Bhagavan's Tamil teacher in school. From chapter 17. 3. One day, a devotee pointed out to Bhagavan that someone in the hall was sleeping. The devotee added that he has been watching that person sleep this way for the past few days. Sri Bhagavan looked at the devotee and said, "That person is taking care of the purpose for which he came. How about you? Why have you come here?" From chapter 19. 4. Among Sri Bhagavan's attendants was one Vaikunda Vasal, another name for Vishnu. Once, when he was lying down in Sri Bhagavan's hall, he noticed a snake near him. He became petrified and hastily approached Bhagavan, pointing out the snake. Sri Bhagavan looked at the snake and said with a laugh, addressing the devotee, "Vaikunda Vasal, your bed has come looking for you. Must be a smooth bed," referring to Sri Vishnu's lying posture on the snake. From chapter 19.